Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In the last big batch of rulings that the Supreme Court released, one of them related to the education system, stating that parents should be able to opt out their kids from learning about gender confusions and fleshly sins. I think this is a good thing, and where I'm going with that is that there are some who are suggesting that this ruling paves the way to be able to opt your kids out of things like evolution. And there, those who are suggesting that are generally doing so as a way to fearmonger. Like the slippery slope. Like, next thing you know, you won't be able to learn about trees. You know, those kind of people. And there are others who are countering Ben Shapiro, for example, by saying that this ruling does not allow that, and that evolution should not be something that parents can opt their kids out of. But I'm going to take a stance that may be a bit more unorthodox and say that yes, parents should be able to opt out their kids from learning about communist evolution, because evolution dovetails nicely with communism. It may not have been written by Karl Marx, it may not be part of the Communist Manifesto, but its underlying premises are very, they dovetail very nicely with communism, or at least with socialism, which are, some people try to say that those are different, but they end up just grasping at straws and splitting hairs, so I would say that they are very similar. If I had to posit there to be a difference, I would say that communism is the, like, socialism in practice, that it is when a government tries to govern according to socialist principles, it becomes communist. And that socialism is the ideology surrounding communism, the ideology that justifies it. There are some who would disagree with me on that take. I understand that, but that is my take. And I'm even saying this as a former leftist, because sometimes these people, they use so many big words because they want to sound so smart, that they end up just making no sense. These activist types do that a lot. So, anyway, where I was going with that is that, yes, my take is different from either of the two takes I mentioned. I think that, yes, parents should be able to opt their kids out of learning about evolution. Because, as I've said, evolution dovetails nicely with communism. Now, for those who did not listen to my episode, evolution is a lie. I'm going to explain how, real quick. Evolution, for one thing, suggests that centralization is a good thing. Because it, like, it does somewhat suggest the idea of dominion over the earth, but it does not suggest that that was given by God. It rejects God, which leads into my next point. But evolution does suggest that species on the planet have betters, and that those better species are more evolved somehow. I hate that word, but that's from my understanding of the concept, that's essentially the argument. And also, to lead to my next point there, that I kind of already started to lead into, evolution rejects God. There are some who will try to say that God created it, that God sort of set it into motion or whatever. But that completely goes against biblical principles, because the Bible is very clear that God actively created and creates us. That he actively formed the planet. He formed the first man. He forms us in the womb. And that does not sound like what you would do if you throw something in the crock pot and forget about it. And that's essentially what these people suggest when they suggest that God set evolution into motion. They're suggesting that he, like, flipped a switch or something. They may not say that word, but they suggest that he like flipped the switch or threw creation in the crock pot or whatever metaphor you want to go with and just walked away and just said, okay, do your thing. And that goes against biblical principles. That's more in line with the idea of deism, which is essentially the idea that God ran to Walmart and never came back. And that's extremely unbiblical. And sadly, even some of the founding fathers believed in it. And we should not be, it should not be taught to, especially to children, because it is extremely, it's unbiblical and it's pessimistic, and that's a topic for another day. Also, you know, evolution, because it rejects God and suggests centralization, it's been championed by the left a lot. And also, the third thing is that the left often wants progress for its own sake. That's why you'll hear so many of them say, it's the year 2025, blah, 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 blah. And like, they'll say that phrase as they're launching into all the things that are wrong, or all the ways that our ancestors, they didn't know, because they didn't live in this time. They lived in a different time. And I've already addressed that idea in another episode, the idea that we hold people who lived decades or centuries ago to standards that would be impossible for them to meet, and that is extremely, that's unchristian, because that's not forgiving them for genuine mistakes, and that's also making humanity the judge rather than God. And you know, that's extremely, just even leaving the Bible aside for a second, that's extremely, it's not compassionate at all, because how would you like it if someone tried to hold you to the standards of either 1725 or 2325? You wouldn't be able to meet them either way, because you don't live in 1725 or 2325. You live in 2025, and obviously God makes us all in the time that he does for a reason. He knew we would exist long before we did, so he had a reason for creating us in the year 2025, having us live in the year 2025. I guess none of us was born this year, or you would be too young to understand what I'm saying. Then, like, he knew there was a reason for that versus having us live in the year 1825 or the year 70,025, you know? So, that's another topic that I've already covered. But back to this evolution thing. I think that, yes, parents should be able to opt their kids out of evolution for the reasons I've mentioned. Evolution is a socialist concept. It is unbiblical. I did a whole episode on it called Evolution is a Lie. If you want to check that out, please feel free to do so. Wherever you're listening to this one. So, now, the solutions that I could potentially see, and I'm going to state them in order from the one that I most would support to the most compromised solution that you could persuade me to get on board with for now, but I don't think should be a permanent fix if it is implemented at all. So, the most optimal solution is we should not have a federal Department of Education, because we never should have had a federal Department of Education. Education should be controlled mainly at the local level. The state should, yes, get involved for things like providing funding for special ed programs and assistive technology and stuff. But generally, the local government should be the one that sets the main curriculum and provides the funding for the school. I can see having the state provide some general curriculum guidelines, but even then, the state shouldn't be standardized tests, for example. Each city and county should be able to tailor the education that they give to their kids based on the values and needs of that community. In my ideal world, every school would teach every child to live according to biblical values, because as I've been clear, we shouldn't strive for neutrality. We should strive for education that is in accordance with biblical values. I did a whole episode on that too, where I pointed out that essentially if you were to have a neutral education, you would have to hollow out the curriculum to such a degree that it would be essentially useless. Especially if we're meaning neutral, as in satisfies everybody, including the flat earthers who don't believe in birds and trees. But, you know, I acknowledge that we live in a fallen world, and I acknowledge that there are places like cities in California, New York, even some more blue areas of other states where a lot of people do not live according to biblical values. So if that's not the case, if every community won't teach that, then at least the families, the cities, the states that wish to teach their kids biblical values and education that aligns with those should be able to do so without government interference. So that would be my most ideal solution, that we just get rid of evolution altogether because evolution is not biblical, and that we teach kids biblical values instead of socialist nonsense. But if that can't happen in the short term or whatever, then at least, you know, make evolution an elective. And not just any elective. Most electives kids can just sort of sign up for. But if you absolutely must have it, which again, I would not, it's not ideal. I said I'm ranking these from most to least ideal. If we absolutely must have evolution, then it should be an elective that you have to have a parent consent to sign up for. Because I acknowledge that parents don't always know what they're signing up for when they sign up for stuff for their kids. But that is at least the hope, that the parent would know, even if they don't know all the fine details, they would at least have a rough idea, okay, my kid's going to go learn about blah, blah, blah. And I will say that no matter if it's the school teaching a more biblically centered education to like to all the kids, a more biblically centered curriculum, or whether it's, you know, there being two paths, one that's what we have now and one that is more biblically centered, especially for kids that can't afford to go to a Christian school, or, you know, even with the vouchers, they might not have transportation to get to one. Or they might have a disability that might make getting into private school harder, because unfortunately that's what happens a lot of times. Then there should at least be, you know, a separate either wing of the school or just separate classes that are offered for those kids to be able to get a more biblically centered education. Even if they still have to go to their public schools because that's the only school they can get to logistically speaking. That part should definitely, if we're going to have that separate wing or whatever, or those separate classes, then the churches should contribute to that rather than the government. Because I understand that local governments only have so much to work with, and also, you know, the churches contributing to the biblical section of the school, I mean, makes sense. So those are my thoughts, that yes, kids should be, we should get rid of evolution entirely, just like we should get rid of this other garbage entirely from our schools. But if we can't do that, then kids should at least be opted out of it. Or, better yet, the parents should have to consent for their kid to even take a class that mentions it. But the best solution, as I said, would be to just not have these classes at all. To just give kids a more biblically centered education rather than striving for this phantom neutrality that we'll never reach. So it's not worth trying. And also, Neutrality is not always the answer. There are a lot of things where there is a right and a wrong, whether people want to admit it or not. Whether you believe 2 plus 2 is 15 or not, 2 plus 2 is 4. So this idea that we have to always be neutral in everything and not offend anybody really just drives me up a wall, because it is very anti-truth. The idea of your truth and my truth is about as believable as the idea that I own 17 oceanfront resorts in Kansas and I would sell you them for $5 each and throw the city of Atlantis in for free if you bought 3 of them. Like, it's ridiculous. Thank you so much for listening. These are my thoughts. You're obviously free to disagree with me. The Constitution gives you that right. But if you enjoyed it or considered it to be informative or food for thought, thank you for listening. I hope that that's what you got out of it. Because my goal on here is never to attack anybody. It's just to give you my thoughts and information. And so if you know anybody that's interested in this, please pass this along to them. And I hope you'll come back next time. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, Audible, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chats, and on X at JFSCPod. You can also, if you feel so inclined to support us, you can also leave a donation on our Ko-fi page. That's KOFI.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. Would highly appreciate it. But no pressure. Thank you so much. You can also send me an email if you'd like, jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much, and have a blessed day.